This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gerald Kramer, GERALDCRAMER, date of birth 11-22-1937, date of appointment June 27, 2023. Requesting physician Ayad Aldas. EYADALDAAS. Dear Dr. Aldas, I have the pleasure of seeing Gerald Kramer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 85-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was in the St. Mary's Hospital in the month of April 2023. I saw him over there. At that time, he was in Sentinel, and then he went to the Capstone Nursing Home. In the Sentinel, he was in wheelchair, and then he leaned forward and fell out of the wheelchair. There was no loss of consciousness, no dizziness. At that time, patient was diagnosed with UTI and atrial fibrillation. MRI of the brain done, which was negative for any acute stroke. EEG done, which shows encephalopathy but no seizure activity. Today he is here for a follow-up. He came with the daughter. He lives in nursing home. His brain is foggy, memory is not good. He shakes 20 to 30 seconds. He had suicidal attempt also. He had priest in couple episode for 20 to 30 seconds. He had one in the office where he slumped over on the right side, but did not lose the consciousness. His blood pressure before the event was 110/70 and after event 140/60. Past medical history, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, atrial fibrillation with a very rapid ventricular response, benign prostatic hypertrophy, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, mild cognitive impairment, prostatic cancer, past surgical history, colonoscopy, hernia repair, prostatic biopsy, spinal surgery, vasectomy, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, colonoscopic polypectomy, right coronary artery stent placement, family history positive for cardiovascular disease, social history farmer, a smoker, drinks socially, lives in the nursing home. Allergy to cheese, medication presently midodrine 5 mg 2 times daily, cyanocobalamin nitrosate sublingual tablet, donepezil 5 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, apixaban 5 mg daily, fluoxetine 10 mg daily. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular. gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's he's having syncopal and presyncopal episode. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present, motor system examination is strength. 5/5 in the upper extremity, lower extremity, 4/5 deep. Tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2/4, lower extremity 1/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed, absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, assessment and plan, 85-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem, number 1. Presyncope, number 2, peripheral sensory neuropathy, number 3, gait ataxia, number 4, dementia. Next paragraph. His syncope and presyncope is due to hypotension. Consider increasing midodrine 5 mg to 3 times daily. Cardiology consultation is recommended. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. He already had MRI of the brain and EEG in the hospital, which is negative.